This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. When you become an entrepreneur or you're on your way to becoming an entrepreneur, you get to understand that you will have bumps in the road. And some people call those failures. I don't, because they are learning opportunities. They are full of possibility and they are navigating you towards wherever you're going, your vision. So I don't consider that a failure. Early in my career as an entrepreneur, I didn't even consider myself an entrepreneur. I was doing my artwork, my studio work, while I was raising two small children. And I was selling my work. I was considering myself an artist, but I wasn't really considering myself a businesswoman. And I was. And if I had embraced the understanding of myself as a businesswoman, it would have supported more my earlier endeavors in my studio career, because I would have likely not ever had drop-off points where my leadership didn't continue to carry me through, where things took my eye off the ball. And as I continued forward, I had a graphic design business, and I successfully created some beautiful letterheads and logos for people and designs, advertising maps, all sorts of things. But again, that business, I when I think back what happened to it, I just stopped focusing on it. And someone could consider those a business failure, but I just, they were steps towards where I am now. Even the opportunities I had that caused me to leave my career as a teacher opened the doorway for the entrepreneurial opportunities I'm engaging in now. So you get to embrace your journey as a learning journey, as a journey that's presenting possibility, and know that each decision you make, it may not have the result you want, but it's going to produce the opportunity for continued learning and expansion. And you get to have the courage to face the frustrating times, the setbacks, and learn from them so that you can continue expanding and moving forward and moving towards your dream and your goal. My call to action for you today is to look at where you are in your business life and what is tripping you up. What are the things that cause you to take your eye off the ball? And it could be fear, nervousness, whatever it is. Take an audit today and jot it down, and then send me an email and tell me what it is. Have a beautiful day.